Coming up on 1010 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time to check in with Becky Barnhart from Coffeyville Friends of Animals, who joins us now on the line. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. So it's a little bit, we had the nice kind of warmer weather here, and we're back into some fall-like weather. So 51, not too bad. And as we like to say, you can get out and walk the dog.
Exactly. And it would be a good day for it. Not a little breeze blowing, but yes, it'd be a great day to get out and get a little exercise before it continues to get colder. And seems to be a lot of things going on. I've been listening to the radio this morning. We've got a lot of pre-holiday things coming on and match days coming up, which is always a biggie. And so lots of activities going
on
in our community. It's great.
Absolutely. So how has the week been at the shelter?
It's been very good. I've got some great adoption stories to tell you. I've got some exciting news from Tractor Supply. We just feel real good about how the community just continues to support us. I'll start with Tractor Supply. They're having their open house this weekend, and they contacted Danny and indicated that they pick out one nonprofit organization in the community, and they chose us. So during their grand opening, which is, I think, 10 to 11 Saturday morning, they are going to present the Coffeyville Friends of Animals with a check for $500. And I think that's fantastic. Just wonderful. So we're also going to be out there, and we're going to have some dogs on site. So people coming out there to look at Tractor Supply and participate in their grand opening can also see some of the dogs we have available. So that's just, again, another fine example of how we're supported in our community. Now I would like to talk about some of the great adoptions that we have had this week. We've got two stories to tell. We had two dogs that came in. The owner became ill and wasn't able to care for the animals. So they came to us, and they hadn't ever been apart. Nice, nice, super nice dogs. So we worked really diligently trying to find great homes, and we think we have accomplished just that. One is her name was Paisley. She is a wonderful dog. She was black and white. I think she's an Australian Shepherd. This gentleman has been following our Facebook page for a year, and it all started a year ago. He goes to Henrietta, Oklahoma, and he participates in motocross racing. And on his way back last year, November the 6th, he saw two dogs running down the road. So he got behind these dogs, and he was herding them, trying to get them off the highway. And they turned and went down the road where the animal shelter is. He got them into the animal shelter, and there were some of our workers standing outside. And so he stopped and said that these dogs were at the highway, and they were about to be hit. And so he really liked this one particularly and wanted to know if he could adopt. And so it was explained to him, you have to have a 5-day waiting period. It has to be spayed or neutered if old enough. So he didn't get to adopt, but from that point on, he's been watching. So he saw this dog, Paisley, that is now his, and he kept watching her. So he contacted us, and he said, I'm coming back through, and I would like to adopt Paisley. Well, we found out she's already been fixed, so she was ready to go. So he came in. He is from Wisconsin. Loaded her up. It was love at first sight. He had his SUV. He had a nice little place all made out wonderful for her. And the two of them took off. She's going to be living in an area that has a lake. So she'll be, and they've got walking trails around this lake. I think the lake was Lake Geneva. And so part of that isn't still in Native American reservation. So, even though you may own the land on both sides, you can't bother that walking trail. So she's going to have this wonderful walking trail to participate in. He likes to travel, so she's going to be traveling. Has a big lake, and they allow the dogs to swim in the lake. It's just a wonderful story, and he is just elated with her. And I guess Danny said that she just took to him immediately. So that's one very, very super adoption that Wisconsin. I mean, believe it. Then the other one is more of a local adoption. A gentleman came in, he's a vet, and he was looking for a puppy that he could take and be trained. So he came out, he looked around, and we had three of these lab puppies, and he selected Harry. Harry is now, his new name is called Big Son. And he and his new owner are going to participate in a five-week training that the VA does, and it helps train this dog to be his service dog, his companion. And he, I guess, again, it was one of those great adoptions where it just, you know, they just hit it off immediately. So I didn't know VA had this type of program. I think the program usually set up that they might put the vet with a pet, but this was allowed to happen. So another great adoption, little black lab puppy, has no idea what's ahead of him, but it's going to be wonderful. So as I said, we've had a very good week at the shelter, because anytime we've got adoptions like this, we can talk about it. Makes us feel real good, reassures us that what we're doing is great, because these dogs are having a great life now. So those are my two great adoption stories. What do you think?
That is great. You know, I think you could probably write these down and make a little Tales from the Shelter book, that sort of thing. I'm sure someone's already claimed that title, but you never know.
You never know, but yes, you're right. We've had some really heartwarming stories, you know, that kind of tug at the old heartstrings, and these two particularly did, because we just knew that it was such a wonderful life for both of these dogs and the men involved. I mean, it's going to complete their life too, so it's just good for all. So those are the great adoptions. We still have a lot of great animals that I'd sure like to be able to tell more stories about available, and I will get busy talking about the animals. But before I do, I wanted to tell everyone we are doing our annual open house. It will be December the 3rd. That's the Sunday after the Christmas parade. Christmas parade is, I believe, Friday night. So that would be, what, December the 1st? Yes, December the 1st, I believe, is Christmas parade. We always have our shelter open house Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4, December the 3rd. We always have punch and cookies. We have people come out, tour. They bring wonderful donations. Sometimes they bring former residents of the shelter out so we can see how great they're doing. We love that. In the past, we've even had a photograph taken with Santa. Don't know if we'll get that arranged or not, but that was a big hit last year. So I'd like to have that put on the community calendar and just put that on everybody's calendar. Come out to the shelter on December the 3rd for a little open house, a little Christmas cheer. Okay, now let's talk about animals. We still have with us some animals that have been sponsored, and I've explained this in the past. That means the adoption fee has been paid. Someone came in, adopted, paid it forward, or just came in and said, I want to sponsor an animal. So Toby, he's such a sweet, sweet guy. He's our long-term resident of now. He's a medium-sized brown dog. He's got two different color eyes. One, I was looking at him last week, and it's like he's got one that's almost kind of a greenish gold, if that even makes sense, and the other's blue. He's unique. He's good. He's just a super nice dog. Brown in color, medium size, 35 pounds. Toby needs a home. He's wonderful. And then the others that we have sponsored, we have Rex, and we have Jim. Oh, I'm on the wrong list. Here we go. I've got Toby. I've got Jelly. Jelly is a beagle mix, and he's also a great dog. He's young. He's got a lot of energy. He needs someone to get him out, work with him, and train him, and he's also a great little dog, medium size. And then we have Brutus. Brutus is just the only husky left. He has been sponsored by a family, and I put it on Facebook. I don't know if anyone saw it or not, but the Bumgarner family, Dr. David Bumgarner's family, came in last Saturday. And his wife, Lynn, David and Lynn, have always been very, very big, generous donors to the shelter. Last Christmas, they came in with a big donation. And at the time, there was a family with a young man that they were looking at a husky, and the mother didn't really feel like they could afford it. David overheard the conversation, paid for the adoption, and it was very heartwarming. So that's how this all got started. So his family came back in this month, his children, his grandchildren, Lynn, and they said to honor their father, to honor David, they would like to do the same thing. They wanted to sponsor a dog and a cat. So they did. They walked through, and they saw Big Brutus and said, oh, this is just too cool because of Dad doing the other husky. So Brutus has been selected, and then a cat of anyone's choice. So that also was, see, I said we've just had a great week at the shelter. We really have. So Brutus is now being sponsored. So come out, check these dogs out, and see if maybe they're the one you'd like to take home with you. And we still have Sonic Cat. She has also been sponsored. So those are the sponsored ones we have. just to talk about some great, great dogs that we have. Jenny would be a litter mate to Harry, who I was telling you now is going to be the vet's new companion. She's also a very nice little black lab puppy. She's probably about 4 to 5 months old. Augie came back. Not Augie's fault. The owner apparently had a fall, had some broken bones, can't motivate around very well, and just didn't feel like it was the right life for Augie. Augie's 3 years old. He's a Manchester Terrier. He's black in color. He's already neutered. He's a very, very sweet guy. His adoption fee is only $30 because he is up to date on all the shots, and he's already been spayed and neutered. So he's another great dog that needs a second chance. Let's see, who else? We've got the puppies. We've got Bart and Lisa still out there. They're about 6 months old little puppies. We have the list that I go through almost every week. But my gosh, these are great dogs. Captain is a Basset mix. We've got Lucky. Lucky came in probably a year and a half in age, black and white in color. Captain is probably about 2 years old and good dog. He's brown in color, and he's long like the Basset Hound. Ginger, she's our golden retriever. Beautiful dog, so well behaved. We're not going to get any bigger. She's just lovely, about the size, obviously, of a golden retriever. And I've already spoken about Rex. He's our lab mix. And then we've got Jelly and Toby, who I've also talked about. We've got a great litter of kittens in the kitten room. They're all about probably about 6 months old. The females are this beautiful calico in color. One has really blue, pretty eyes. The two boys are more spotted with black and white. Lady found the litter, took them in, litter trained them, socialized them, so they're very sweet. They make some really nice cats, and a little bit older. They still, you know, they still have the kitten behavior, but they're just a little bit older. So they're also available. So as you can see, we are full. We have every age, every size, every color. Come out and check out what we have. Or you can also go to our Facebook page. I know last night we took a video of little Happy. Happy is a little terrier. He's, oh my gosh, he's probably 12, 14 weeks old. He's just cuter than a button. Has lots of energy because he is a puppy. We'd sure like to find him a home quick-like, so check the video out about Happy. And she took another video that I saw on there this morning, and I can't remember which one it was, but one of our staff members always goes through and just does a walkthrough, tries to do it weekly, keep everybody up to date to what is available. So that's the animals we have. That's the activities going on. Those are the heartwarming stories I like to come up with, but gosh, it does warm your heart to have people in the world like we've got. So come out and see us. We are there 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We are there from 1 to 3. Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. Telephone number, 620-252-6060. And we are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. It's the last county road before you are on your way to South Coffeyville. Donation-wise, blankets, now that it's starting to get cold again, we're kind of going through the blankets faster because we freshen them up. If they get them too wet or too soiled or, you know, just something happens, we change those blankets out to keep them warm. Toys, we had a nice selection of toys come in last week after I spoke. Some nice gentleman brought in a big old sack of toys for us. We certainly thank you and appreciate it. But again, we can always use more toys. So I think that's it, James.
All right, Becky. Well, very good. Appreciate you coming by here this morning. Lots of good stuff happening over the shelter. And we look forward to talking again with you here next week.